a sadly appropriate bit of introduction music.
Carly Sutton's got it just right, right, on a Friday afternoon, Maggie?
She does. Folks, welcome back. Happy Friday afternoon to you and yours. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a great guest co-host with me for the first hour. He is a former federal prosecutor, has led a team of federal prosecutors as the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And, of course, in that capacity, he works with the FBI. So we've kicked off the show by talking about some groundbreaking reporting coming out of the New York Times late last night, saying that the FBI, under the leadership of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, footnote on that, we'll be back to that in just a moment, led by Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, are now submitting all sorts of senior FBI officials across the country to polygraphs, not to ensure their loyalty to the country, that they're not selling secrets, that they're not tanking otherwise valid prosecutions. No. They're putting people on the box to see if people have made fun of them, if they've talked smack. It's absolutely ludicrous. Every single person on the planet has talked some crap about their bosses before. I've been a boss. I didn't hold it against people because bosses do stuff that folks don't like. And these two bosses in particular have spent, on the record, nearly the last decade deriding every single employee of the FBI. So the idea that people might criticize you when you're then appointed to lead said organization shouldn't be neither surprising nor require polygraphs. How thin is their skin? How petty is their temperament? How completely lost are they as to the actual mission of the FBI to keep America safe, to investigate crimes? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There's breaking reporting this hour from CNN that Dan Bongino is seriously considering resigning, basically over the clash between Pam Bondi's DOJ and apparently the FBI over their handling of the Epstein files, which was a subject of frequent discussion on Dan Bongino's completely unhinged podcast for years before he became the deputy director of the FBI. Now, what I find interesting is that Laura Loomer actually broke that news yesterday. And this morning again, Laura Loomer is this right-wing conspiracy nut job that apparently holds great sway in the White House. Yeah, she was the one who first put out on X that Bongino was considering resigning. He no-showed for work today. It's all so weird, Jim. And the thing that I want to say, and then we're going to go to the phones. I see you, David, from San Francisco, and Jeannie from Eau Claire. If you want to get your two cents in, 855-752-4842. It's not only so weird, immature, but people are resigning. According to the report by Adam Goldman in the New York Times published late last night, he's been tracking, before Trump took office on January 20th, he put together a spreadsheet of every key leader in every single FBI field office, all 55 of them across the country. And by Adam Goldman's count, 40% of these people have resigned or been forced out. That trend is accelerating. And so, Jim, when I think about that, that leaves me very scared, I guess would be a word, because all of that brain drain, all of that lost knowledge, even generously, let's say a quarter of these senior FBI leaders, which is completely ridiculous, but let's say 25% of them should have gone, which is ridiculous, and I don't support that at all. But even that is an incredibly, I don't know, aggressive assumption, means that we've got hundreds and hundreds of years of dedicated law enforcement experience that just walked out the door because Kash Patel can't handle the fact that people who work for him might have a thing or two negative to say about this guy. Is this placing America at risk? What national security business, what anti-terrorism activities aren't being tended to when 40% of the FBI senior field office leadership walks out the door?
And here's how the FBI works, to your good point, Maggie. When you have new FBI agents, they're called special agents, obviously. You got a special agent in charge who's responsible for the overall unit here in Wisconsin, other places. You bring them along. Typically, they've been in law enforcement before, but they're new to the FBI. And so who do you rely on to give them the training? It's the senior people who have been there. Yes, early on, they also did the interviews. They did the search warrants. They did the examinations of telephones. They've been on the stand in evidentiary hearings, all appear before the grand jury. They've got this huge amount of corporate knowledge with a small c. And they, what do they do every single day? They have their junior FBI agents with them, showing them the ropes, making sure that they too are brought along in a way that is what is consistent with the Constitution, with the laws, which in the way that you do, in fact, want to have law enforcement done in America. They walk out and you've got new people, middle term people. And where is their mooring? Where is the, and again, they will then be making this up. I'm not being critical of those folks who stay, but just you're losing that huge amount of academic, yes, but also practical experience. Are we less safe and secure? Yes. And when stupid mistakes are made, maybe not out of intention, but nonetheless mistakes made by virtue of the fact you just don't know, then we attribute it to this kind of thing. And that is attributable, once again, to the top. When you're sending that message that we want people to be gone, they will leave.
And I would like to say that a boss should welcome disagreement.
Yes.
That's how the best possible decisions get made. We're going to take your calls and continue this great discussion on the other side. The word to win for this free ticket Friday that you're going to want to text in right now via the Civic Media app is GAME, G-A-M-E. That'll qualify you to win some tickets to the July 13th 110 Brewers game against the National. That word to win is GAME, G-A-M-E. Stay with us. We'll be taking your calls on the other side right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.